Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. All right. Share your poverty meal with us. You know what that is, AJ?
Yep.
It's a meal that just costs a couple pennies to serve, but man, it's awesome.
Low budget cuisine.
I'm a grilled cheese and tomato soup person.
Okay.
I just had some tomato soup the other day, too.
Yeah.
Not usually a tomato soup person, but when you dip a grilled cheese sandwich in there.
Yeah. Tomato soup needs something to go with. You can't just have a thing of tomato soup.
Mm.
Otherwise, basically, you didn't eat anything. You drank a tomato.
That's drinking a tomato.
You're not satisfying the hunger part.
Yeah. Grilled cheese, couple cents for the bread, couple cents for the piece of cheese.
Right.
You throw some mustard on there if that's your thing.
Right.
You get a can of soup. Tomato soup, boom, dump it in.
Any particular type of bread?
I just do it.
But if you're going poverty, see, that's the problem.
You start
bougieing up the meal because I want tomato bisque more than tomato soup.
Right.
You can't do that because you got to go to cheat.
Now you need cream. Yeah.
Right.
Right. And so the bread, you just got to go with whatever, like the two butt ends. That's what we did.
Oh, the heels.
When we were kids, we were poor.
Yeah.
We were a lot of times too. When you had the butt ends of the bread nobody wanted, you would do that with a soup because it was easier to dip that in there when you made a sandwich out of that.
Right. Yeah, the hearty ends, the heels.
I think putting any sandwich in a pan with a little butter and grilling it up makes it infinitely better. But grilled cheese has to be the number one poverty meal.
Yeah.
It's so easy. Everybody can do it.
Yeah.
And it's great.
No matter what your cooking skill level is, you can make a grilled cheese.
The only thing easier is making ice cubes.
When you dip it in tomato soup, it's almost like you had to have a weirdo pizza because you got your dough, your cheese, and your sauce.
It's kind of all the same ingredients in a different form.
No, but calling it weirdo pizza makes it so much fun.
Because
my mom tried to do that. We grew up very poor, a single parent household. You know, my mom's divorced, three kids, so everything stretched out like that. So she would name things like that. We did one. We had hot dogs that she would split in half, and if she'd get ground beef, we had to make it stretch. So she'd make a little bit of ground beef. She'd split the hot dog. She'd brown the ground beef, put the hot dog in the split hot dog, the hamburger meat in the split hot dog, wrap it with one piece of bacon, and call it a bacon burger dog.
Wow.
And that would it was cool. We had these fun names.
That doesn't sound cheap.
It was because the hot dogs are the cheapest ones possible. Everybody got two of them. The ground beef, you're barely using any because it's like a tiny bit in the inside.
Right.
And then like bacon, that would be like a strand each on there. And that would also rest for me for breakfast. So that meal would stretch out with a couple different things with it. But it was fun because, and I know the show now is terrible and polarizing, but the Cosby Show used to mention bacon burger dogs. So that was my mom's take on the word they were saying because they never showed it.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So we got excited as kids for this meal that would, now you hand this to
someone,
like, what are you doing?
We saw this on TV.
Yeah. We'd watch the show and eat it. We'd get excited.
Oh, that's cool.
You eat it till your left arm goes numb.
So you got grilled cheese, tomato sauce.
Right.
Tomato soup. AJ?
Mine is the famous bachelor meal. It's you take a box of macaroni and cheese, Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Which costs basically nothing. The main thing you need for that is you need a half a cup of milk. Okay, that's the most expensive part of the meal. But you make that. What I do is I take hot dogs. Sometimes you get the smaller hot dogs, but if not, just take a regular hot dog, kind of like four pieces, put them in the oven, let them roast in the oven while you're making the macaroni and cheese, and you just add the two together, and you serve with some Frank's Red Hot Sauce on top.
Ah, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And then you get a
we should have a Friday where we bring in our poverty meals.
Wow.
So you guys were... I was more broke than you guys because you're mentioning.
No, you weren't.
You
guys were eating. Your family eating meat.
Right.
No, but that was
we got meat once a week.
We also got that from the state was nice and gave it to us. But like we didn't even have like the milk part always. So it was like the Kraft mac and cheese is good, but you'd have to get the Stop and Shop one sometimes because that was cheaper for the boxes.
Yes, it works.
It works, but if you didn't have milk, you just took whatever white condiment you had. So it's like maybe ranch, maybe blue cheese, and you make that go
this
in there. You
lotion.
Got different flavors of your stuff.
Is that mayonnaise?
Right.
It's like, I hope so.
It is now.
I hope so.
You know, I said something by accident. I thought, I'm going to try that. You dip it in tomato sauce. You get some jar sauce.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
You make a grilled cheese sandwich and dip it in jar spaghetti
like marinara sauce.
Yeah. Marinara sauce.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
It's like pizza.
Well, you can do it with, was it the mozzarella sticks? So why wouldn't
it
grill cheese?
Why wouldn't it be good?
I've done it just with like toasted Italian bread. I just warmed it up and then
dipped it in. Boom. AJ mentioned the Kraft box mac and cheese. with some roasted hot dogs.
Roasted hot dogs and Frank's
some Frank's Red Hot.
Yep.
Man.
Put that stuff on everything, great. Man. Yep.
I think that's a classic, poverty meal. Is anything spicy?
Right.
You cover whatever. You know, if you're going to skimp on ingredients for cost, hot sauce covers that right up.
And you get the family size box. That's where you have like 2 days.
Hell yeah. Mm.
You better have toilet paper because that hot sauce is now cutting out all the binding you got.
Oh,
from
yeah,
mac
no,
and cheese.
No, no. I'm impervious now.
Pat Oates is in studio. He's at Retro Pub and Grub and Derby Saturday. John in Bridgeport.
Yeah. As far as back in the day, we used to walk back and forth to school. So my grandmother used to stay with us. Anyway, she used to make us oatmeal and for breakfast. And then we'd come home for lunch and she'd make us oatmeal for lunch. And put fruit in it.
Wow.
And that was, you know, that's how we would, make ends meet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, can't
oatmeal, it's very filling, and it's pennies per serving.
Yeah, I can't do oatmeal.
And I like how she, changed it up. It's like, yeah, I know you had oatmeal for breakfast.
But this got fruit.
So now I'm going to throw a couple, slices of bananas
right,
or some blueberries.
Or something, yeah. Right.
And it costs nothing.
Nice. Hey, put some cinnamon over there.
Right.
Yeah, but you got to be careful on the cinnamon. I went over to a kid's house one time, and the mom would put extra cinnamon on the cinnamon one. You're just coughing up dust.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, easy.
That's where the challenge came from.
Maple syrup.
Oh, syrup,
right.
Right,
syrup. You are right, sir.
Right.
Yes.
Jack's, yep.
Or a hunk of butter.
Just let it. Again, folks are dying right now.
I groaned. I didn't know I had. I was like, I got very excited for a hunk of butter.
Give
me a hunk of butter.
Sounded so good.
All right, did someone write that one down? Oatmeal. All right, we're gonna
just write that hunk of butter. I'm good with that.
Thank you, John.
Hunk of butter.
Oatmeal.
That would make me never want oatmeal again, though. The double combo of it.
Yeah.
I'd be praying for the weekends, and we don't have oatmeal. I get why they did it, but
three or 4 days in, I'd be done.
It's smart because you're making sure the kids don't want to eat. You're like, you know what I mean? If we just do the gruel every day, they're not going to like fight for the meal and not be hungry.
Right, they go to bed hungry, we eat steak.
Vinny and Milford.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My father took care of three boys by himself. And for breakfast, we would have a bowl of powdered milk mixed up with water, of course, and a slice of toast. That was our breakfast.
He didn't love you.
Well, seriously.
That's tough.
Yeah, I would have just snort the milk.
Yeah, it was real tough.
Yeah, just have the toast.
So we're looking for things we could use, though.
Right.
Not that's child abuse.
Not how poor, we were.
That's like, right, God bless your dad for working his way through all that struggle, you know.
It's kind of like what AJ had with the hot dogs, but we used Spanish rice and hot sauce.
Oh,
that was delicious.
Yeah, that is always
delicious. So Spanish rice and hot dogs with red hot sauce on it?
Rice is so much like pasta. You could just do almost anything to it.
I love
it's
rice.
Good.
I love
very
rice.
Customizable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, but hot dogs and white rice just feels sad. You got to go Spanish rice.
You know what, though? If you take you take white rice and you put ketchup on it. I used to do it as a kid.
Yeah.
It sounded like delicious. Ketchup, so no, I couldn't do that.
It's delicious.
You're right.
You got the vinegar, you got the tomato, and you got the rice.
You're right.
Yep.
It is good.
My dad, you turn green.
And you got the hot sauce.
We did the rice with the Worcestershire sauce. Or I can't say the word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
No one knows how to say it.
Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Vinny.
Thank you, sir.
Powdered milk, dude. Bro.
Wow.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is tough.
That's prison stuff.
I forgot that even existed.
Hey, you got the milk.
Yeah, I remember it. That's pretty bad.
But adding water, too. Like, we're thinning this out. It's like, bro. It's like, here you go. And it has some toast to choke that down with.
it's tough. Right?
Yeah. That's tough.
So we should change the list to poverty meals we'd want to eat.
Yeah.
Yes. Comfort poverty meals.
Yeah, this is not how this is not how broke we were a competition.
Poverty meals you still like.
Not what you're
good.
That guy's not eating that today.
Yeah, I would imagine college students are probably good at this.
No, like what's your Siberian lunch is not the question.
James and Seymour.
Morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
So this is not my poverty meal, but I know someone out there loves this stuff. You can't avoid working at a deli without hearing about this crap called head cheese.
My dad loved head cheese, so I can't get past the name. Like, whose head and what cheese?
Made popular by the Great Depression due to meat costs, it is all the parts that are used to make bologna
head cheese
in a gelatin mold.
Yeah. and then they slice it.
So it's basically a hot dog.
Yeah. It's a mosaic meat puzzle.
That's what it is.
But if it's the same meat used in bologna, what's the difference?
Yeah, it just tastes
bologna
the same.
Bologna is a hot dog,
it tastes
by the way.
Same.
So I've never had it. Is it cheap?
Yeah, call something different. Head cheese,
I don't think it's cheap.
I don't think head cheese, I don't think any cold cut's cheap.
I've never had head cheese in my life.
Yeah.
So it sounds like something I should try.
Yeah.
I've had both those things separately.
Ruth.
I'm just wondering, why is it called cheese?
Well, because I guess the alternative is meat jelly.
Yeah. So head cheese.
Ooh, I like meat jelly. Right.
I wish I knew it's not an actual cheese.
It's not cheese.
No, it's not cheese. No.
No.
I've never heard of that.
It's just, look it up. It's gross to look at.
Well, it's like Rocky Mountain oysters. Those aren't oysters.
Yeah, no.
Not only is it not cheese, it also contains no dairy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just meat and jello.
Is it spreadable?
Do I write this one down? No one wants this.
No, slice it. Slice it. Mentioned it.
You all right, James. It. Thank you. I want to. Do I
want
to try it?
Do you want a head cheese sandwich?
Head cheese.
Are we gonna do a head cheese taste off here? I'll do that.
I guess I would try it.
That is a bad picture.
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, no. That's real.
It's spam shaped, but you could still see the individual ingredients.
Yes. It's like all these pieces and you got trapped in like this gelatinous stuff.
It looks like a raccoon fell on a wood chipper. And they took the hair out of the debris.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like a bad version of Swiss Colony beef.
That was the working title originally, but yeah.
They couldn't even run it through a grinder.
Yeah, no.
To just make everything the same size, just uniform.
Chunks.
It's just different chunks from different work tables.
Like that bad Jell-O mold your aunt brought over for Christmas.
Yeah.
It looks like vomit in a Jell-O mold.
There you go.
Okay.
If they made the blob in like 1931, they'd just be close-up shots of that.
Head cheese.
All right. I appreciate the shout-out to head cheese, but not going
to
make the list.
Shout-out to head cheese.
We're talking actual meals here. Meals.
Yeah, stuff we'd want to eat. Now, like this mac and cheese hot dog thing AJ mentions.
Yeah.
I would do that
your
today.
Grilled cheese is delicious.
Done.
Exactly. The bacon burger dogs.
Yeah. Yes.
Done.
Yeah, ambrosia puke. No, thank you. I don't need that. Yeah.
Rob in West Haven, poverty meal that we'd like.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I guess our favorite go-to was hot dogs and beans.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
That's awesome.
It
so good.
Meals and entertainment.
That's also a little mustard on top, too, when you mix it all in. I love it.
Yes. Yes.
My mom used to grill up an onion, throw the hot dogs in there, slice them up, and a can of beans, and we were good to go for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yep. Wait, she would throw an onion in the beans?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've never done that. I want to do that.
If you get home style beans in a can, they have onions in them.
No, but grilling the onion right there and throwing it in there, that flavor would be insane.
Yes to that.
You are way better than head cheese, sir. Thank you.
No, but I like that it only costs a couple seconds and pennies to get that onion and fry it up yourself and throw it into the beans. You've taken the beans to a whole new level with a couple of pennies.
Right. You've raised it.
Oh, I want to do it.
Yeah, I almost don't eat the hot dog. I'm thinking, you could do it, but you could just do the beans and the onion. It'd not be bad.
Food shopping for $40.
A side of mashed potatoes.
Oh, now you're carving up, bro.
Now, what's your... How much do you weigh now? No, just kidding. So would your mom cut the hot dogs into little pieces and put them in, or would she put them on the plate and then pour the beans on top of them?
No, she would fry them with the onions first and then pour the beans in.
Smart woman.
Nice.
That's a smart woman.
Get your beans group.
If she's still alive, she should get an award.
She should.
Could she come in here and make that for us?
Sorry to hear that.
Nope. No free meal.
Memory lives on with me.
Her legend will live on.
Her legend lives on.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, brother. Oh, I love that. You fry the hot dogs with the onions, then you throw it in the beans.
In with the beans.
We did the onions in the kielbasa, like the cheap, not the one that the real Polish kielbasa, like the cheap store one, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That when you meet a Polish person, like, that's not real. And I'm like, shut up, we're poor.
Yeah,
but we do that with the onion. But I want to do this with the beans and the onion and the hot dog.
See, I didn't do anything with the onion. I would make the hot dogs.
Right.
I'd make the beans. Mm-hmm. I'd put like four or five hot dogs on a plate right next to each other, all in line.
Uh-huh.
I put a couple pieces of American cheese on top of the hot dogs and the beans on top of that.
Wow, like a casserole.
And the hot beans would melt
the cheese a little bit enough for it's gooey. Yeah.
I'll just cut them up and put them in the beans.
Throw a little mustard on there.
Eat it with a spoon, you're good.
Yeah.
I want this now, but I don't want to fart at noon. So it's like,
I want this onion hot dog creation. We should have asked his mom's name. We could have called it named it after her. Warren in Watertown, what's your poverty meal?
Tuna, peas, and carrots with a can of cream of chicken, all cooked in together, and poured on two pieces of toast, like an open face sandwich.
Toast. Yikes.
Sounds like bizarre, but if you haven't tried it, I highly recommend it. You get your protein, you get your veggies, and everything else.
I'm not looking. When I'm eating a poverty meal, I'm not looking for it. I'd like to get my,
protein
and my veggies.
I just want to fill my stomach.
I'm trying to get full for a few pennies.
Most out of it, you know? Yeah, no, I totally get it. But that was our go-to meal, and it was pretty nutritious at the same time, you know?
Okay.
We would do the tuna and the peas and some kind of cream of something soup, but the toast is a game changer. I didn't think about that. I like an open-faced sandwich with
toast. Yeah, we've had over rice. Like
really good. Highly recommend it.
Yeah,
all
I'm
right,
out.
Guys, have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Which part are you out of?
Just as soon as he said tuna.
Yeah.
All right.
First of all, tuna's not cheap, is it?
Not really.
You get cans of tuna for cheap.
Not really.
Compared to other meats, you might have like the 4-pack cans. You can make that stretch.
Yeah, and they are, you know, you keep them in the cupboard or whatever forever. They just last.
Yeah.
You don't ever have to really worry. It's like the jar of peanut butter. It's like, it's fine.
So
don't
we have a couple of good ones here. The Kraft mac and cheese with the hot dogs.
Yep.
Yeah, that's classic.
Frank's Red Hot. Yep.
Grilled cheese, tomato soup.
Yep.
Hot dogs and beans.
Yeah.
Fry the hot dogs with an onion.
Yeah.
And you dump it into the beans. I'm like, wow.
Nice.
Holy crap. AJ wanted to mention Hamburger Helper.
Hamburger Helper, yeah. As a matter of fact, the cheeseburger version was delicious. And there was also a taco one.
They have the Italian
There's
one.
About four or five that are great.
Yeah.
It seems so stupid.
I loved it. I loved it. Every time I mentioned it, someone got yelled at. Why are you in that crap for? I'm like,
because it's good.
Because it's good and it's, you know, cheap.
But that marketing was unbelievable to get a kid normally wouldn't want to eat that, but you have a talking hand
who's
the Italian
helper.
He's going for your family. Right. Like, yeah, I want this.
We need a helping hand.
Oh, that commercial wouldn't fly now because he has the fake Italian accent.
Yeah, that's cultural appropriation.
Exactly right.
That fake hand,
right,
trying to sound like my grandmother.
This meat used to be an informant,
and not too spicy, eh?
This meat tastes like Sal.
This tastes like Vinny, isn't it?
He was on a gondola wearing a dumb hat. You're like, what are you doing, hand?
Like Sang.
Phil, you looking for the commercial?
I am.
Yeah. Right, I don't know.
Oh, what a meal.
Hamburger Helper Lasagna.
For your family.
Authentic Italian taste.
Hearty Robusto.
But not too spicy.
But not too spicy, eh?
Hamburger Helper Lasagna turns your plain hamburger into a delicious Italian meal with authentic Italian taste. Curly Italian noodles, rich tomato sauce, and a better blend of spices.
Hamburger Helper.
When Hamburger
Lasagna.
Helper can say it's authentic.
Yeah.
Like, clearly there's no line. What's authentic? What's not?
Exactly.
It's authentic Italian.
Authentic to you. Yeah.
You're a songwriter. You're a songwriter. So I was like, what'd you write? It's like Hamburger Helper Italian.
The Hamburger Helper Italian.
All their jingles.
Lasagna song.
Right.
There's a big problem with this commercial. And it's everybody's eating off of like ceramic plates. It's like those are exclusively eaten out of like those little plastic bowls that came in different colors.
Right.
You had the green, the blue.
No, the Cool Whip. The former Cool Whip.
The containers.
Oh, God, we used to use those forever.
That was your cereal bowl, your soup bowl, your spaghetti leftover bowl.
My mom called that Tupperware. Like, that's not Tupperware.
Yeah. Cool
Whip. All right, so Hamburger Helper making the list.
Yep.
Nice.
Mike and Shelton.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Okay. What do you got?
Happy 20th.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I got one. It's a Spam casserole.
Goodbye.
Spam, when you fry, Spam is delicious.
All right, wait a minute. You just got a reprieve from AJ.
Yeah, Spam.
I was about to hang up on you.
Fried Spam is delicious.
but it's on the mac and cheese concept. Take Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
Do that up. Add the Spam, peas and pearl onions, frozen peas, pearl onions. Put it in the oven and bake it for about 20-25 minutes.
I can see taking the macaroni and cheese, taking the Spam, cubing it up, frying it in a pan, and then adding the two together.
Yeah.
I don't want cubed meat.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
especially when it came in a can.
Right. Yeah. But the thing is, when you fry,
you got to slice it like it's a it was actually something that was in an animal.
But when you fry the spam, it burns off all the gelatinous crap, and you have actual ham that you're frying.
Mentioned there was gelatinous crap on it.
It's not bad.
Is there any meat in spam? What is that?
It's
made
ham.
Of?
Yeah. It's spiced ham.
No, spoiled ham.
Spoiled spam. Right. We'll call it spam. Spoiled ham. All right. We're going to write it down. Thank you, Mike.
But baking it loses it for me, too. Because part of the thing is, I don't want
a casserole.
Once you start planning it out, you've got to start put more ingredients into it.
I can tell you that's just disgusting. When you bake it like that, because my mom made that crap.
No, when you get hot dogs and you throw it in mac and cheese, great.
Yes.
You get spam.
Exactly.
Just leave the spam out, and the mac and cheese is better.
Right. I'm not opposed to spam.
So you'd rather have spam in there than have nothing in there?
Yeah.
No, I'd rather.
Spam might be the original poverty meal, by the way.
Do you ever have spam and eggs?
It was introduced during World War II, and it's lasted through till now.
Yeah. Spam and eggs.
But like we said, poverty meals you'd want to eat.
If we're buying spam now, though.
They wouldn't keep making it if it wasn't selling, right? Yeah. Like people are buying it.
Yeah.
It just lasts forever. It might be the same
thing. Yeah, it's down in basements with ammunition and water.
Oh, yeah.
Getting ready for the apocalypse. Attorney General Tong is on the show now. Good morning, sir. This Stone Academy, man, not great.
Not great. I mean, talk about people we need. Right now, it's nurses, right? There's a shortage of nurses. There's been a shortage for some time. And we need to get more nurses out there as we're trying to pull out of this pandemic still and to basically shortchange, cheat these people. I could use much stronger language. It's just wrong and unconscionable.
So they've done some shady things in the past, at least that's what I've read. And then this, not having proper faculty, the labs not being qualified, and then saying, hey, we're going to close sometime before March 27th, and the very next day shutting everything down, not giving anyone any time to get some kind of meaningful transfer underway. Someone at the top of this pyramid has to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like someone took all this money and put it somewhere.
That was shifty minus the F.
Like, is your office going to be looking into that? And is there any potential jail time for anyone?
That's why we're going after them. I'm not going to give away my playbook, but we're right now focused on how we're going to approach this and what power and authority we're going to bring to bear. And we're going to go after these guys.
Good. Good.
And then, at the end of the day, think about the students, right? Most of these students are just trying to make it happen for themselves and their families.
What a better life.
They're probably already working, right? So they're trying to manage going to class and working their day job to put food on the table and pay the rent. And then, they went to class, right? They went and did their labs, and now they're told the teachers weren't qualified, the labs don't count. And they're left holding the bag. And on top of that, Stone didn't prepare them. So you paid money for a degree, right? And this professional credential. But the students aren't passing the exams at a rate that they're supposed to. And to maintain your accreditation and to get federal money, you're supposed to pass students at a rate of 80% or higher. And these students were poorly prepared by Stone, and they're not even close to 80%. And so that's the real tragedy here, is that people put so much into it, and they didn't get what they paid for.
Attorney General Tong is on, and like you said, there are people that are quoted in various news stories, exactly what you said. They have a family or a single mom with kids, paying for health care, working a full-time job, going to class, sleeping for 3 hours, repeating that day forever, and now they see the end of the light at the end of the tunnel. They're about to graduate, all of this unravels.
Yeah.
It's maddening.
Yeah.
Like, I want someone to do time. I want what happens to the person or people on the top of this pyramid, I want it to be so bad that anyone else thinking about doing this again says, oh, I don't think so.
Make an example of them.
Make an example of them.
Stone Academy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna bring the heat, and we're gonna throw everything we have at them.
Good, good. Okay, and then you've been a busy. Who's been a busy man here?
Very busy.
Attorney General.
Busy.
This gummies thing with the THC and
terrible.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's not Delta 8 is this thing that they sell at gas stations and vape shops, and what they do is. The loophole they're trying to exploit is that Delta 8 is made out of hemp, so it's not strictly cannabis. And what they do with hemp has small amounts of THC, and so they juice the THC content in hemp by basically adding solvents to it. It's nasty, this process. And it's totally unregulated. Nobody's controlling it. You have no idea what you're getting. God forbid you get something really bad, right, like fentanyl. In a product like this that's totally unregulated, unsupervised, unlicensed. And they're selling it in gas stations and convenience stores and vape shops. And under our law, if anything has more than 0.3% THC, you can't sell it anywhere other than in a dispensary. And if you sell it outside of a dispensary, outside of the licensed market, it's illegal. So these guys are selling bootleg, illegal, basically cannabis-like products that get you high, and it's very dangerous. And it's packaged to look like candy and snacks.
Has there been any injuries or trips to the hospital?
Yeah. I mean, we see a lot of, in poison control, unfortunately, most of the calls that poison control gets here in Connecticut, the vast majority are kids. Are pediatric poisonings where they get a bag of something that looks like Fritos or looks like Oreos, and it's either a cannabis product or a Delta 8 product. They eat the whole thing, and they get really sick, and it's very dangerous. They go to hospital.
Attorney General Tong is on M&T Bank.
We're still focused on that, and actually today I'm going to testify before the Banking Committee in the legislature to ask them for more authority to go after not just M&T, but any bank that screws over its customers and doesn't provide the services that it's supposed to provide. I've got more than 400 complaints. And even though, to be fair, when I call the bank, we get a call back and we get some action, they've got to take care of everybody at a systemic level and not wait for me to make a phone call.
Yeah.
That'd be helpful.
Do you remember... you were on the show, and we were talking about this, and you were ripping them a new backside.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you get off the air with us, and then you end up at some lunch where you're speaking or something, and they were the sponsor of the...
There's a banner behind me. Awkward.
Let me just stand over here, away from the banner.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, you know, so it's business, you know.
You should turn one. You people!
Someone had to pay for the chicken.
Yeah. Somebody sent me a picture of that. I think it was Kristen, our vice president.
Right. Oopsie.
And we want to talk to you about a couple of fun things before we let you go. One, did you see Paul McCartney? Was at Pepe's?
I did. I wonder what he ordered. Did they say?
No, we tried to get him on the phone, and they're very protective of celebrities and their privacy.
Yeah.
And, they're just so thrilled that Paul McCartney showed up there.
Yeah.
They don't really want to talk about it outside of that because... It's a guy just wanting to get pizza.
Right.
That's all.
Right away.
He just wanted some pizza.
Right, he just wanted some pizza.
Like a white clam pie. Yes. Hmm. It's like a white clam pie. That's that picture. White clam pie.
It's pretty good.
Right. Or pressed tomato pie, depending on.
That's a good one, too.
That sounds like a Beatles song, pressed tomato pie.
The attorney general's on. We were just doing a phone subject before we had you on. It's called Poverty Meals We'd Still Like. These are the meals that cost a couple cents, but they're just awesome, like grilled cheese and tomato soup. Or Kraft macaroni and cheese with some hot dogs cut up and put inside. Do you have any for the list?
Well, of course. For me, obviously, it's ramen. And in my house, you take it very seriously. So you take a very cheap, inexpensive ramen, and you pop an egg in it,
ooh,
right, like a poached egg.
Okay.
Or you could chop up some hot dogs and throw it in the ramen. We've done that.
Huh. So, that's the great thing about ramen.
Yeah.
Anything goes with it.
You can put
ramen, you can add anything to it, right? You cook the ramen, you look in your fridge, you're like, oh, here's some leftovers. I'll pop it in my ramen.
Right.
Here's day-old meatloaf. You just toss that in. I've done that before. It's good.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
Right.
Why not?
What about Hamburger Helper?
Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's guys, the correct answer.
Dudes love Hamburger Helper. It annoys women.
Does it?
It makes them angry. You mentioned Hamburger Helper in like front of like a foodie girl. Like, oh, you eat that stuff? Oh, my God, it's disgusting. That's what they sound like.
You don't need the mix, you know.
You don't need the what?
The mix?
You don't need the mix, right? I mean, you can make Hamburger Helper from scratch. You can just take some hamburger, leftover hamburger, and just put some seasoning in it and just...
Right.
You know, do that. Remember that Guy Bachelor thing? Like, no recipes, no measuring. You just throw whatever in it.
Right. If it looks good, taste it.
Hey, you know what this needs? Cheese.
Right.
There you go, cheese.
Right.
A little hot sauce.
Hot sauce is a must.
And of course, you gotta eat whatever that is in front of the TV.
Yes. And it has to be spoonable.
That's true. It's gotta be in front
sometimes
of the TV.
Sometimes out of the pot.
Out of the pot. You know what I mean?
Like, with the big mixing spoon.
Forget the plate.
I eat over the sink.
Out of the pot in front of the TV, you know.
This sounds like something we should do, like a potluck dinner, but it's like poverty potluck.
Right.
Pavluck
dinner.
Yeah.
And we all make our like cheap and easy meals.
Our signature meals.
Yeah, signature meals.
Right.
Somebody mentioned
you could bring your hot pot with you to the studio and like do it up right there.
Right.
Then do we all take naps right after? Is that what we do?
Yes.
That's what I want.
With our belts open.
Somebody mentioned head cheese, which I've never had before in my life. That doesn't sound
palatable.
Good.
No.
No, but I can do head cheese. I mean, it's bologna-like, right? Yeah. There's a place in Meriden called Noax. It's called Noax Meat Products.
Right.
Where they have like bratwurst, knockwurst, head cheese, bologna, the works made there on premises.
I have a problem with the head cheese ingredients themselves, but what is that gelatinous muck that holds it all together? That's what I got to know.
It's got to be the same stuff that holds Spam together.
Yeah, what is that?
It's just gelatin, which is made from like bone marrow and hooves.
I'm good.
But don't ask.
That's what, just eat.
Why is it brown? Now I know why.
Attorney General Tong, thanks for coming on, and thanks for being on top of these big issues.
Yeah.
AJ?
Oh, my God. It started late Friday morning, about 9 o'clock. I'm seeing everybody posting on Facebook their hood of their car, the top of their car. Oh, my God, look. Things are different. Oh, my God, there's spots on my car. Yeah, it's called road dirt.
No, they thought it was from the Ohio.
They thought
train derailment.
Right, like somehow it came all the way over here like acid rain.
It does.
And now it's all over the vehicle.
Well, didn't we have dust from the California wildfires come over us?
We did.
That's California.
We did, yes, but that took a while to get here. Wouldn't it come this fast? Over from Ohio.
California's farther away. So Ohio's closer.
First of all, the weather pattern didn't make it come this way.
How do you know?
Because weather people said so. They did a study on it. There was a dust up in like the Oklahoma prairies. That's Oklahoma dust that's on your car.
Okay.
It's not.
See, I don't trust the government.
It's not acid rain. If it was acid rain, your paint would be really destroyed. But it's not what they thought it was. But everybody's got to make it about them. Oh, my God, what do I do? I must warn everybody. There's stuff on my car over here. Oh, my God.
So mad. I regretted not talking about this before we got off the air. We get off the air, and I see the story everywhere. The news, local news, picked it up.
Right, because they saw something in their cars, too.
Well, because viewers were... Right. Contacting them like, hey,
right,
take a look into this.
But there are one or two also news people who saw it in their car, and they also wondered about this, too.
Okay. Yeah. Like who? You saw them, like, on social media?
No, I saw them on actually reporting.
Oh.
Yes.
Who?
Right. Some folks in the afternoon on one of our one of the stations we're known with.
We love.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I love them too. But it's like everybody's up right. We're trying to make it about themselves. Oh my God, look! I'm like, what? Like it's like we're supposed to worry about you now because you have stuff in your car. Take it to a car wash. Wash it. Okay. You got a problem with it? Take a hose. Take a hose and wash it off. It's not
you
the final.
So
it's
mad.
Not the final chloride from Ohio on your car.
But if they called it Oklahoma dust, would you be happy?
What's that?
You said it was Oklahoma dust earlier. If they said the right state, you'd be happier.
Oklahoma dust doesn't bother me. Yeah, but everybody's like,
Oklahoma's farther away.
Like, everybody's like, oh my God, you know, it's like acid rain and then the. Don't panic, okay? Because what happens? Everybody starts panicking.
Well, was it panic or were people just asking?
No, they were panicked. Some people were like, oh my God, look at this. And the folks saying, oh my God, what are you going to do? Like, relax, okay? Go to work.
Why are you so mad about it?
Social media.
All right, hold on. Let me take Curtis. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, Jay, when's the last time dust came from Oklahoma and landed on everybody's hood?
Apparently.
You don't remember that?
Apparently, last couple of weeks. The last couple of days, rather.
I got some swap land in Florida to sell you.
That's good. Go hang out there first, and like I'll meet up with you.
Florida swamp dust? That's coming.
Yeah.
You're legitimately angry.
Because
about
of the
this.
Way the jet stream came, we got this dust from Oklahoma. Land on the cars over here.
So you can say 100% with certainty that it was Oklahoma dust.
Yeah.
According to them, yes. National Weather Service, yes.
Chris in Stanford.
Hey, Jay, don't be a sheep. How are you going to believe the news people? Oklahoma dust is red, my brother. I've been there. I've seen it.
This man knows dust.
I know dust.
Yeah.
AJ knows angel dust. AJ dust.
All right, thank you. I didn't care about this story one way or another. Oh,
right,
I saw how you were going nuts.
I
start looking at stories. I'm like, wow, this is a thing. I wish I hit it before we got off the air.
I just hate when folks panic over
something
stupid.
Saturday morning, I look at my car, black car, parked it outside overnight, and it's covered in dust. And I'm like, I mean, dirt.
Yeah.
But it rained.
Right.
And it was dirty.
Right.
It was dirty rain.
Right.
And I thought, I can see how someone might think,
yeah,
let's see, controlled burn train fire of toxic chemicals in Ohio, February 3rd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
February 17th, my car's covered in dirt.
Yeah.
Right.
Could be from Ohio.
Right.
No?
2 weeks is a good travel.
But also, if it wasn't for if it was like summertime and there wasn't all kinds of crap on the roads from all the winter stuff, I would be like, okay.
But my car was parked.
I'm just saying that things still get kicked up anyway. And to me, it's just road dirt. They're also mentioning Oklahoma dust.
But my car was clean. So I brought the car to the car wash, brought it home, rained on the car.
Right.
Dirty.
Right, but there's still...
So it was dirty rain.
But the thing is, this time of year, there's still dust all over the roads because people are driving past it. It's still in the air. It's going to land on your vehicle, whether it's parked in the driveway.
So it's Oklahoma dust or Ansonia dust?
It's probably a combination of both.
Okay.
Probably a combination of both.
Right.
But it's not vinyl chloride.
But you could see why people might think it's from Ohio, right?
Would you see that?
My main thing is people panicking. That drives me crazy. Like, relax. Why don't you wait.
So don't they can't panic.
Me right
you
away.
Can
He's
overreact.
Like, oh my God, the sky is falling. that's what ticked me off. It's like, relax. Find out some information first
before you start going crazy.
Before you panic. That's all I'm saying.
But these are the people you follow on Facebook.
I didn't see any of that.
Oh, I saw tons of it. That's all. One person guy, I'm like, oh my God, my car too. Oh, you know, then like posting on there. I'm like, relax. Wait, I'm sure there's an explanation for it. Relax. This is not the cleanest, time of year.
Right.
It's a dirty time of year.
All right. Chaz and AJ, you're on. What do you got?
So the dust. What if it came from one of those Chinese spy balloons?
Balloons?
Oh, no.
That was mentioned also.
Here comes the conspiracy theories.
That was mentioned also.
What if it's zombie dust?
Zombie dust, right.
Ah, okay.
Right.
Zombie dust.
Right.
Mind-controlling stuff. Where's Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Potpourri.
All right. Well, there's another theory.
Yes.
Balloon dust.
Yeah, there were some folks who were worried about that balloon, like, popping and, like, spraying a whole bunch of, like, some kind of germ warfare type stuff.
Would you be okay with that if someone said it's balloon dust? Is that better than Ohio dust?
No.
Yeah. So your thing was
just
you got
panic.
Some dirt on your car.
Right.
Relax.
Exactly.
Just
right.
Wash
don't,
your car
don't,
and shut
don't,
up.
Don't panic. Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, I get where AJ is coming from with this because it was all over social media. And even if the news people said, yes, it's from Ohio, what are you going to do anyway?
Right.
I don't know. Wear a mask. Clean it off.
Cry.
Get your car washed immediately.
Don't
squiggle. Clean me in the car.
Wash
and then lick
me.
Your finger.
Wash me. Right?
Just, you could be a little bit more cautious around it if you knew it was poisonous. Season 3 of The Mandalorian is premiering next week, and Katie Sackhoff is on the show now. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
We're having a little bit of a phone thing. I think maybe the phone, the mouthpiece is too close to your mouth.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds so strange. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Way better. Thank you.
It's like directors.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's being a director.
So sorry. I put you guys on speaker and pulled the phone away. I'm too loud this early in the morning, I guess.
Stop shouting. Just kidding.
Oh, man. It's so cool to be talking to Starbuck, but also Bo-Katan.
Yes.
So you start voicing the animated version of this. And then how did you get the live action role? Was that a given or did you have to try out? How did that work?
So it was a given by the grace of all things holy. but it was, Jon Favreau called and said that he wanted to have a sit down. And I went in and we sort of talked about it for a little while. And by the end of the meeting, I had the job. But about a couple weeks, maybe a few months before, I had pretty much cornered the other creator, Dave Filoni, at Star Wars Celebration in Chicago. And I think that I, you know, I as he is a friend of mine. So I'm
now when you say cornered, did you have?
Yeah, I think that he was sandwiched between myself and Freddie Prinze Jr. And I made sure that he knew how much I wanted to be on the show.
Right, pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious. It was pretty obvious. Yeah.
How did they reveal that you were in that role?
So it wasn't revealed until I was actually on the show when it aired, and I couldn't tell anyone. I couldn't even tell my dad. My dad my dad loves the Facebook. And so
the Facebook,
tell.
Right? The book of face. Yep. Yes.
It means something different when you say it that way.
Yeah, when you say it that way, we know exactly what you mean.
Yes.
So I had to be very careful about who I told, and then I made him sign a fake NDA so he wouldn't tell anyone.
Oh, gotcha. Under penalty of death, Dad.
This is official. Yeah, John Favreau knows how to find you.
Yeah, you messed this up, I'll kill you.
So that is the second time I've made my father sign a fake NDA. The first time was when he was on the set for Longmire, so I've gotten really good at just printing out these blanket NDAs.
You're good, you.
But the fans went nuts, right? You take your helmet off. Like, first of all, they never take their helmets off, and then you take your helmet off.
Right, they drop the juice boxes.
Yeah, no, they went nuts. I think that for fans of Clone Wars and Rebels, which was the animated show that I was a part of before, they knew instantaneously when I landed because the owl signet on my helmet. But for fans of Mandalorian, my biggest concern was that she didn't seem jarring, and so people who didn't know who she was, she still fit in that world, if that makes any sense. So I think everyone was just really, really excited. Not everyone loves her, but that's okay. She sort of lives in the gray.
She's cool with it.
She's not very
it seems like you gravitate towards those characters. They're real to life in that there's rough edges.
Yep.
Some people going to like it. Some people not so much. But the people who love you. The people who don't, not so much.
Right.
A more complicated role also gives you a little, you know, if you feel like you're going to be involved in more than just one storyline because you can play kind of both sides.
Yeah.
You know, I love complicated women. I've made a career out of it, and I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon.
That's
so
good.
I gravitate towards them. So I find it much more fun to play the reality of situations, which, like you said, is much more complicated.
This sci-fi world to you seems very comfortable. Like is this a flag you purposely planted, or just this is how the cards
working out well for you?
Yeah.
You know, my dad raised me on science fiction and action films. You know, I have so many fond memories. I'm an 80s kid, so movies like Predator and Die Hard and you know, Star Wars and all of these movies that my father raised me on, even though Star Wars came out ahead of time. But You know, I loved these films. And so as soon as I had the luxury of choice in this business, which took a while, of course, I started choosing things that my dad would want to watch. And that's what led me to really, really fight for the role of Starbuck in Battlestar Galactica, because I knew that my dad would finally enjoy something I was in.
When you watch the original Battlestar Galactica and then the one that you were in, it's like worlds apart.
Right.
It's almost like the original Star Trek in the Next Generation, where one was like Monster of the Week, and then the other one was like, wow, this is a real drama that takes place in space.
Yeah. And Starbuck was a male in the original one, was a dude.
Yeah. Yeah, and like 20 years ago, that was a big deal. You know, now people, they wouldn't bat an eye, but 20 years ago, turning a beloved male character into a female, I got so much hate. I mean, the internet barely even existed. I had to walk myself down to an internet cafe and pay for 10 minutes to go into the message boards. And I learned in that moment that you never Google yourself. I didn't even know Google existed then, but you never search for yourself. It's just not a pretty thing.
Yeah. Katie Sackhoff is on, and season 3 of The Mandalorian starts premieres next week. What can you give us? Give us a little tease. Look, I'm going to sign a fake NDA right now.
Right.
Okay?
You and all your viewers.
Yeah.
You know, I have gotten so good at lying to people.
It's good politics.
So don't, you can't, I mean, if I can mislead my father for, you know, a good year. This is going to be a really phenomenal season. It's epic. It's big. It's different, in my opinion, from the other two seasons. And I think that the fans are going to love it. I'm just really excited. This, you're going to see a lot of action. There's a lot of heart in this one. Grogu's back, as you all know. From all of the trailers, you can tell that there are a ton of Mandalorians. So good.
I love it.
You're going to enjoy it. You're going to love
it. From the moment I saw that character on the screen in Star Wars, I loved it. There's something fascinating about a bounty hunter with a metal helmet and a rocket with a jetpack on. It was just a badass.
Great example of less is more. They didn't tell us anything about it. Now here we are years later, and it's like, okay, look at the opportunity we've got here.
So we got to let you go, but so great to have you on. Thank you so much. Congratulations on all your success.
Yes.
Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the show. It's going to be awesome.
We will. Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.